And the other argument to that is, you wouldn't have very many if you were using the threat of eminent domain, holding that over people to get them to sign. Navigator didn't do that. And you know how many they had come out on oath at the hearing? 30% in South Dakota. In Illinois, they only had 13%, because Illinois and Minnesota, neither one of those states allows eminent domain for this type of thing. That's something South Dakota should have. That's what we have, one of our bills going in for that. Our main bill is going to state specifically, no eminent domain can be used for a CO2 pipeline. It's as simple as that.